when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the weird and whimsical baritone to end all baritones, Jerry Colonna. What's news, Bing?
Well, Kensington, when Cole Porter, who's famous for devising sophisticated ditties, finds himself at home on the range, that's news. I'm doing his brand new cowboy ballad, Don't Fence Me In. Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
Riding high
on my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise
in the sky.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, 'cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
Send me off forever, but I ask you please,
don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze up at the moon till I lose my senses, 'cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in. No, no.
Why don't you fence me in?
So leaving the home on the range, leave us list to a lad with a word for those who rule the range in the home.
Oh, it's a pretty sure prediction that in the next 10 days you'll be having folks drop in for snacks, on invitation or on the spur of the moment. In either case, refreshments will be ready in a jiffy if you have on hand some of the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Just put them out in their own neat glasses with some crackers or potato chips. Everybody spreads his own snacks, picks the Kraft kinds that strike his fancy most. That's easy for the hostess, and easy on the point budget, too. Consider a Kraft assortment of pimento or olive pimento spreads, zestful Roca and Kraft relish spread. Each one of these tempting, creamy-tasting spreads takes just 2 ration points. You better stock up tomorrow so you'll be all set for snack parties. Look for the quality cheese spreads marked Kraft.
Here's the Charioteers, friends, in a very practical vein tonight. Very clever arrangement of Straighten Up and Fly Right. Hit me.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air.
What kind of ride was that?
Now, the monkey thought that everything was quite on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
Bop.
But the monkey grabbed his neck and said,
Now look here, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right.
straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use of jiving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Well,
the buzzard told the monkey, you're choking me. Really sure hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eyes.
Said, your story's so touching.
It sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Look out, Jack. You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right.
Your top. Well, the buzzard told the monkey you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
I
said, your story's so touching.
It's still alive.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Very good, Ben, very good. You know, Jerome Kern has written some of our finest melodies, songs that are musically eminent and international in their appeal. His latest job for the Deanna Durbin picture marks his silver anniversary, the 25th score that he's written. Yip Harburg wrote the words for this particular song from the score, and if I can handle it right, I'm sure you'll agree that it's one of Mr. Kern's best songs.
More and more, this heart of mine confesses. More and more, I'm caught in your caresses. Warmed by the breath of your sigh. Find it more than thrilling to share this dream that needed fulfilling. More and more, I'm less and less unwilling to give up wanting more and more of you.
velvety-voiced young lady who's new in the hall this season, name of Eugenie Baird, has just been here a short time, so California's kind of new to her, too. Do you like it out here, Eugenie?
Well, Bing, I don't think I've ever lived any place where there were so many happy men.
Many happy men? What makes you think that?
Well, everywhere I go, they're always whistling.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all right till they begin barking, then you better break into a run. Didn't the boys that you knew back east break out a whistle when they flushed a sharp chick?
Hmm? Why, no, Bing. My boyfriend in New York never wasted time whistling.
That's so. Seems a very practical fellow. What say you carry on with the chanson here? Eugenie's going to give us a tune popular in La Belle France. It's known to us over here as My Heart Sings.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand, the wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things, all of a sudden my heart sings.
Smooth. Comes now a stellar personality in the vocal world. That brilliantly balmy barrel-chested baritone with the barrel tones, that singing Joe Stalin, gentle Jerry Colonna.
Greetings, Bing. Shall we sing hi and a hi?
Wait a minute, Jerry. Before breaking into the louder stuff, there's a few things that I must know. Obviously, you've studied voice. But under whom? Who did you study under? Gatti Kazaza or Gaetano Marola, perhaps?
No, under the runway in Minsky's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you jest, Jerry. Not much, but you jest a little. Surely that golden voice, that fabulous breath control, that's not just pure happen chance, is it?
Oh, of course not. My mustache is really responsible.
Mustache? Yes. That brush there, huh? In what way is that parsley patch responsible? What does it do? Strain out the clinkers or what?
No. No, it keeps my nose warm.
Keeps your nose? Well, why do you want to keep your nose warm?
Want to be different from the other Cocker Spaniels.
I... Well, I've heard you sing, Professor, on Senior Hope's Tuesday Night Error.
Error?
Optional spelling in there. Do you just sing at random, or does Robert conduct you through your rousing roundelays?
Oh, Hope stands in the wings and gives me a signal.
Conducts from the wings, huh? What does he do, wave a stage brace or something?
No, taps me on the shoulder with his nose.
Hi,
tell me, whoop, not yet. I just... we're going to break out into something. Look, Hedgehead, do you intend to make this thing your career, this vocal thing? Are you going to build on it?
Oh, no, no. I sing just to kill time.
You got quite a weapon, too. I'll just pass the word to John Scott Trotter if you want, and you can rip out a roulade right here. What key do you sing in, Jeff?
Anything at all would do. First I sing high, then I sing low, high, low, high, low, high,
low, high, low, high, low, high, low. How do you achieve a range like that?
Got my Adam's apple on a yo-yo.
Obviously, I can't win here. I've got to finish out of the money. Will you sing something?
And it'll be something.
By all means,
Caroline! Caroline! I miss you in the morning when old Bob White gives his call. Caroline! Caroline! I miss you at the sunset when the evening shadows are fall. Caroline! Caroline! I miss you when the moon beams upon the river shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling? Or you, Caroline? Can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart calling the dime. Ah, Caroline, sweet girl of mine. Your eyes divine, those lips like wine. Things are so fine, we're off to dine, partake of wine, my Caroline. Oh, press to mine, your lips divine, my Caroline. Your eyes, they shine with love divine. If any swine dare try to dine to you, Caroline, I'll make the swine drink iodine. For you are mine and I am thine. You're just my kind. Do not decline, my love divine, for tears of brine will streak my spine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine, and I'll be fine. And your folks will be fine. Fine. But you know, I can't find a rhyme. Well, can't you hear my lips praying? Can't you hear my soul saying? Can't you hear me calling? What's the matter, you deaf or something? Caroline, you hear me shout? Answer me, Caroline. The song is almost over. Too late. It's over.
Oh, Professor, that was parfait. Every note a nugget. Now, Professor Carpenter, make yourself at home with a few notes for the homemakers, huh? Right in through here.
It was an Englishman, the Earl of Sandwich, who invented the portable meal of two slices of bread put together with a rich, flavorful filling. But we Americans popularized the handy sandwich. And today, more Americans are carrying sandwiches than ever before in history. The fillings for good sandwiches are quite a problem these days, so I want to tell you how to make the ration points you spend for fillings do double duty. Use Kraft cheese spreads. With these cheese treats, you spread in rich, moist goodness and tantalizing flavor at one and the same time. Take, for example, the four Kraft creamy kinds. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, the zestful Roca, and Kraft relish spread with the chopped pickles all through it. These rich-tasting, flavorful spreads take just two ration points a glass, and any one is all the filling you need for a swell sandwich. Look for them at the food store tomorrow. You better stock up both for lunchbox sandwiches and the wonderful holiday snacks you make in a hurry with Kraft cheese spreads.
Not so very long ago, Mr. Irving Berlin had the pleasant inspiration to weave a story in song around our national holidays. You may recall it as Holiday Inn. It was the tale of a restive lad who wanted to rest, wanted to give up the gay, giddy whirl of cafeteria society. He thought he'd exchange his exhausting career as a crooner for fun on a farm. Thought farm life was for the lazy, foolish boy. Yes, the simple life's for me, he told his inner man. And the two of them, they made a lovely couple, were so pleased that they just burst right into melody.
Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year? Ring out the old year. Let's start the new year right.
But that boy found an out. He opened an inn, planned to reconvert his farmhouse, keep it open only on our 15 big national holidays, thus giving him 350 non-working days. A genius, that boy, really. Giving Irving Berlin a chance to create songs commemorating such a day as Abraham Lincoln's birthday, for example.
Was on a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born.
He became our 16th president. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gem.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day.
Abraham. Wondering whether or not there was romance in this deal, there sure was. And très compliqué, too. Something about our boy's former nightclub partners. A gentleman dancer and a gentle doll trying to cut in on the loot. And there was another babe in the picture, too, making this thing quite a Megillah. Long about Valentine's Day, our lad decided to do a bit of lyrical leveling. Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
Then came spring, and l'amour was simpler. And so was our boy. Came robins and crocuses and sulfur and molasses. Came even Easter. And that light-hearted lad joined right into the love parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all those frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
You'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue, Fifth Avenue,
photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the wrong to grab yours.
Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter
a business success, even though his harmony was a little off, and even though his love life got loused up. But success took our happy little band to Hollywood, where our faithful boy wound up with the chick of his choice. There amidst the California sunshine and showers, I mean flowers, and the outstretched palms of the agents, they settled among the orange blossoms. And they dreamt about the happy days back in their Connecticut home, up above Hartford, just a little below zero. To this very day, they appreciate the red Pacific sunsets and the blue Burbank skies. But most of all, they miss a white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Just to have a word here before we close the old hall. You know, the best Christmas presents money can buy are still those ever-loving war bonds. When you give a war bond, you're giving yourself a stake in the future of free men everywhere. When you buy a war bond, you're giving the men on every fighting front the gift that they want most. The assurance that the folks back home know the toughest battles are still to be won. Your war bond is actually just a loan, and the sacrifices our boys make are offered as a gift because they're fighting for the day when Christmas can once again dawn in a world of peace. Let's let them know we're behind them with everything we got. Good night.
Kraft Music Hall next Thursday when our usual Christmas show will include the Kraft Choral Society, with Bing singing A Dusty Fidelis and Silent Night, and with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. Jerry Colonna appeared on tonight's show through the courtesy of Pepsodent.
Your turn is next in the merry round of Christmastime parties. Treat your guests to a variety of surprises made with Pabstet cheese food. You can serve delicious golden Pabstet in 100 or more appetizing ways. Pabstet spreads and toasts to perfection for sandwiches and snacks. Adds rich cheddar cheese flavor to omelets, Welsh rabbits, and souffles. Don't forget to buy Pabstet. Add delicious, nourishing Pabstet cheese food to your shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.